Yo, yo, yo. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Everybody in the 313.
Hello?
Put your hands up and follow me. Everybody in the 313. Put your motherfucking hands up. All right,
real quick. What? Happy New Year's, everybody. It's 2022, and Tomo Podcast is going to do the best we can to bring you some quality shit.
Yes, sir.
We got Raymond. We got Jeremy. Your three co-hosts.
Yeah.
Anyways. Jeremy, tell them what happened this morning when we walked into the post office.
So we walk in the post office. We see Marco Santibanez. We're there because I'm getting a passport because we're going to go to Paris this year, 2022. We're going to Paris. So we're trying to get my passport. And we see Marcos. He's getting his passport. And we're like, oh, dang, what's up? We say what's up to him and everything. Find out he's going to fly this year too. So we're just chatting it up. And then Mowgli's like, man, it's just going to be so fucking tight. And then as he's saying that, like loud, like it's a small room. So he's like, man, it's just going to be fucking tight. And then a lady's walking by that works there. And she's like, excuse me, you can step outside right now. And then Mowgli's like, all right. And he just walks out. He gets all like flustered. And then he walks out. And then she's like, do you need something? I was like, yeah. She's like, do you have an appointment? I was like, no. She's like, do you want a paper application? I was like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, fill this out. Go to the kiosk, schedule your appointment time. And then we went over there, me and Mowgli, and turns out there wasn't any available for a couple of days, so I got to go back Thursday.
Just know that I was ready to blow up.
But yeah, he had to contain himself because this lady was like,
damn.
Hold up, you need to go outside. Mowgli kind of be like, bitch. You gonna tell me? Go outside? Like, what the fuck? I'm here. I don't got money. I'm about to buy this shit.
And then not just like not even 30 minutes ago, we were at Starbucks and I was getting my drinks from the register woman by the drive-thru, and she noticed that I had a ring on my finger, and I was like, no one ever notices that. So I just gave it to her.
She was like, I like your ring. And he's like, you want to get married? Here you go. You can have it. And then she
I didn't
like,
say that. I said it was right. $1.
Yeah, he's like, it's $1. You can have it. And she was like, okay. And then she just took it. She looked like, I don't know. Like, she was like, what the fuck? Did that just happen? Like, she was looking there? Down at it.
Hey,
like,
but does that mean she's my fiance? Because she took the ring. She accepted it.
Did she work there?
Yeah, she worked there.
Is it an older lady?
Her name's Ashley. I don't know.
Ashley.
Yeah, I don't know. We just drove off.
She told you your name was Ashley?
Ashley, if you're listening to this.
You can see it on the name tag.
Engaged to Mowgli.
What does she look like?
Fire.
Because I know this chick there.
Whoa.
Who's my friend's ex.
Oh, shit. Hey,
might have to get her on the podcast. Ashley, I might have to get that ring back.
I don't know if her name's Ashley, though.
You might have to get her on the podcast.
I know. We might have to settle this on the pod. We didn't get to talk about it, and we're like a few weeks late, but fuck it, bro.
Get your hands off me, bro. Get your feet off the chair.
Spider-Man. Let's just say
that shit was trash.
Made me want to cry.
Let's just say I did cry.
Like,
it was good, bro.
That shit was fire.
It was good. We had to go twice.
I went three times.
Name so nice.
I went three times.
Say it twice. You went three times?
Yeah. I went three times.
We both did.
When did you guys go?
I went with Gabe and then with you and then again with my brothers.
I don't know how I went three times, but I went three times.
You went twice.
I went three times.
He never told you.
You went with a date?
What date?
Bro, this will be taking days to random things.
I did not. That's cap. Who did I go?
You took a date?
No.
Damn.
No, I didn't.
Bro, you be
and
saying.
That's the worst because you don't even talk to them.
You be saying you're broke, bro.
I didn't go on a date.
What the heck? You
I went with
on dates?
I went with you once. That was the first time, I think. Yeah, because Mowgli was in the Bay. The second time I went with Mowgli. And the third time I went with Mowgli too, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No. I went
with you.
And
Mowgli
the
was
second
that
time
you went with me twice.
I went with you.
Second time
Mowgli
with me,
wasn't there.
Then the third time with me.
With Raymond and you.
You went
so
with
once with you.
No, you went twice with me. Because remember we got those stupid seats in the front? Because you called me like, bro, we gotta go.
Oh,
we gotta go.
We went the first 3D. Night. That's what I meant. I went with you first night. That was the far corner seats sucked,
and
but
then
we had to see it.
And then we went
everybody.
Again. Yeah.
And then we were like, all right, next time we're gonna go. And we scheduled it with you because you were available.
Yeah.
And then we got seats in the middle, and then I went again with you with your brothers, remember?
Yeah.
So that was three times.
Dang, you went three times.
Who carried the film?
Toby.
Who carried the film for you?
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew. Yeah, yep. Toby Andrew. Really wasn't in it, to be honest.
Andrew
felt like he wasn't there. Garfield carried it. Give me one sec.
I rewatched Amazing Spider-Man 2. And I mean, good. 1 and 2.
They're really good.
And I got to say, man, when Gwen hits the concrete and she dies, and it's just
a
scene.
It doesn't even show it, does
it? Yeah, it does. It just, her neck snaps and her head hits the concrete. Okay, okay. So when I seen that scene again, it reminded me how powerful it was because, like, afterwards, he's just at the cemetery season by season by season, just, like, right there. And it was so powerful. I was like, fuck, bro. It made me want to cry because it felt like I lost something.
Yeah, it was good. And he caught MJ.
Yeah, he caught MJ. I felt the cry. I almost teared up, too, right there.
Bro, it was good. It was good.
He's a really good-ass actor.
They could have ended the credits a little bit different, though.
There was plans.
I feel like they could have edited it with Toby.
No, there was
and plans. The villains, you know, like saying they go back.
Yeah, there was plans.
Oh, yeah?
But they wanted... There's already a lot of rumors that both Toby and Garfield are going to be in future films. So they wanted to hold off on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's supposedly a lot more films coming.
But, yeah. Raymond.
Yeah.
We got you a gift for Christmas. Do you want to explain your little gift that we got you? me and Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. How was it?
No. First of all, what did you get?
I got a box with an item in it.
What's the item? Tell him.
It happens to have cheeks.
What kind of cheeks?
Black cheeks, white booty cheeks, Puerto Rican cheeks.
Wait, what's the box say?
Oh, they're like skin type. Oh, it says, I'm trying to remember.
Ah. So you.
Oh, it's always horny. That's the box. Always
okay,
horny.
That describes you.
Masturbating.
Well. Right, okay.
Masturbating.
That sounds like you. That's what it said.
Yeah.
Always horny masturbating.
Made for you, bro. That sounds like it.
They got that for me. They showed it to my girl. She was right there the whole time. All the gift. First, I was like, oh, it's a joke. And then the homie Jay got one too, I guess.
No, he got something else. You got premium.
You got the good shit.
Jay got one, and then he used it.
He got like a cup with like...
Okay, see the Starbucks like cup? This is what he got, but clear. So you could see your dick going in and out.
That'd be cool.
Basically, we got Raymond an ass.
And and he used it, and then they kept hitting me up like, bro, you going to use it? You going to use it? I'm like, nah.
We thought he would have been used it.
And then they're all like, oh, well, we're going to wait for you before we do another podcast. So that's why the podcast is
so you can talk about it
kind of
late.
So then I was like, you know what?
That's why we bought it.
So I was like, I'm going to do it for the podcast. I was like,
that's the content.
My girl, I know she's going to be mad, but that's why I had planned to get her a vibrator.
You want
to
see it?
But the plans fell through.
The vibrator fell through because they wanted to see. Whoa. Oh, that's big. I mean, mine's about like this, a little bit big. Come on, bro.
What the fuck?
What are you doing, bro? You got to clean that up, bro. Damn, bro, chill. Stop drinking water, bro.
So basically, Raymond just
he spit all on the floor, bro. Dang, Jeremy just drank water. He lucky it's water, bro. I thought you threw up, bro. You gonna have to clean that up, bro. We ain't got no towels.
Dude,
either.
I wish you filmed that reaction. Damn.
Bro, you gonna have to clean. Look, you got it all over you, bro.
Fuck.
This fool just spit all on the ground. I think there's a mop in there.
I spit on my water.
You're gonna have to clean that.
The show must go on.
There should be a mop in there, bro. Jeremy's gonna take an intervention.
All right.
Mop that shit up.
So, I just basically showed Raymond the dildo for his girl, and that was the cause of all this. Jeremy spitting out water and just that huge laughter. Fuck, that was hilarious.
What the fuck? 7-inch. It's a 7 inches silicone dual density. It has it says cock with balls. It's soft, firm. I mean, if I was a female, I'd be into this.
What the fuck?
You're super into it, bro.
I could put this in the toy. Nah, dude.
What if your girl's like, you know what? I think this is better. I'm done with
that's
you, bro.
Crazy. Bro, I haven't gave her any for like two to
dude, she's
gonna, almost 3 weeks.
She's gonna be done with you.
She ain't be tripping after that.
This is way bigger, bro.
Bro, that's crazy, bro.
All right,
this is a 7-incher.
All right, Raymond. So before I showed you the gift, tell us about your journey with your Christmas present.
So with the Christmas present, it took me a while to use it. It passed a couple of weeks. I barely used it about 2 days ago. Two or three days ago, I think it was.
Did
I told
you, bust
you guys.
In it?
Nah, I did.
You didn't get that shit
pregnant.
I had to. The first time. All right, so let me tell you guys how it went down. So I wasn't going to use it. I thought I was just going to put it up as a hang it. But then they said, I did it for the podcast, basically, guys. Because they put the podcast on hold and it was on me. So I was like, I got to use this just so we could go talk about it. So I was like, let me just get this thing done. So I pulled it out. And at first I felt it and everything. I was like, all right, this is cool. And then I tried to just shove it in. And I was like, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. So then I was like, fuck, man, how am I going to do this? Because I didn't watch no video or anything. I just did it. I was just like, all right, I just got to somehow get into this. So what I did was, it's because my girl get mad if I watch porn, so I got to stay away from it.
You can't watch any?
Nah, she'll get mad. So all I did was I just grabbed some water in the sink, put it all over my hands, and I to grab my shit. And it basically it just slid in, and then I was like, all right, cool. And then I was doing it, and I was like, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it was worth it. I don't think that was worth the money. I don't think it was. I did it for like a couple seconds because, you know, my dad was I had to do it because he wouldn't leave the house because my dad was at the house. So I did it for like a minute and then I pulled it out and I didn't bust the first time. I pulled it out and I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I was like, I just wanted to try it, you know, for you guys. Don't be recording me. Don't record me, bro. Why are you recording me, bro?
Just talk.
Nah, don't record me, bro. Don't record me. Take it off me. But yeah, so fucking Jeremy threw me off, bro. This is a voice podcast right now. What was I saying? Fucking Jeremy threw
you
me off.
You said you stuck it in. It didn't work.
Okay.
This shit don't work.
Okay, yeah. So I did it for like
for a minute,
and I was like, man, this ain't worth it because it says it feels like real skin on that box. That box is misadvertising because I did it and I didn't feel nothing. Like, I didn't feel nothing. Like, when I'm inside the chick, I feel it. I didn't feel nothing. I just felt like I was rubbing up against something. I mean, it slid in easy, but I just didn't. I didn't try the other hole though.
You gotta try the other one.
Nah. Did you try the
pussy?
Oh, you gotta try the ass.
I ain't trying the ass. That's
just chocolate comes out.
I'll try that if I were to go to prison, but I ain't trying it now.
What the fuck?
You have to, bro. It's either you get fucked or you do the fucking. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna get fucked. I'm gonna be the one doing the fucking, bro.
That ain't how it works, bro.
What is that, bro? I said get a mop.
That ain't how it works, bro. You can't just choose one or the other when you go to prison. Like, yeah, I choose this one. Like, no. It don't work that way, bro.
I ain't getting fucked,
bro. They're going to grab your little
ass. I ain't getting fucked.
Like, this is smart.
I'm trying to tell you, I ain't getting fucked. Bro, you going to get taken, bro. They're going to see all that muscle.
Bro, you somebody's bitch.
Yeah, you gonna be somebody's bitch.
You tiny, bro.
I ain't gonna be nobody's bitch.
Bro. I said, Ray, you need to eat.
Size don't matter,
bro. Yeah, it does. They can pick your ass up and throw you.
But I ain't gonna let them take it. I'm gonna fight for my life. They better kill me, then they can take it.
They big as fuck. What you mean?
They ain't taking it.
What the fuck?
But yeah, so
you better kill me.
So how was the second time around when you put it in?
The first time, yeah, I did it. I put it away, and then that's when I can't remember if I put it in the chat or not. I put it's been done.
So it wasn't done.
No, I said it's been done, boys.
I remember that.
But then it was I had another chance, and I was like, man, I was like, I need a real review. I was like, I need to try this so I don't, you know, I need a real review. So I did the same shit again, get my hand in the sink and all that, did it again. And then I did it. I can't remember.
Did it feel like regret when you busted in it?
I tried to get it done. Not really, because I didn't feel like I was doing anything. I'm being honest. Like, I didn't feel like I was feeling anything. And I'm like, it's not a real person. So, and my girl straight up told me, as long as I get her something, if I use this, I have to get her something. So basically, I'm trying to get even with her, and I'm going to let her use this new toy. Now, I'm not going to say she could use it all the time because, honestly, I'm done with that. Like, I didn't feel nothing with that.
Are you going to stick that inside the pussy after she's done with it?
I might. I'm not, because I'm not going to ever use it. But now I'm going to – I want to keep it as a momentum now, but then I'm just like, nah, I fucked that.
You have to.
So I'm going to have to just – I don't know.
We spent money on
keep
that.
Keep that in the box. You want to use it?
Hell no. Man, you better keep it.
Then what are you going to do?
You got to use it.
I ain't using it no more. I'm done using it, bro. I had to try it. That was the thing.
So do you recommend –
I do not recommend buying those. But like I said, the second time around, I did it again. And that time I busted in it just to see how it would feel. Because like I said, I haven't busted in my girl in a while, you know? Like I have it. I pull out. I got pull out game. But I wanted to try it because I'm like, all right, let me see how this feels. And then it just didn't feel like I just felt like.
Emptiness.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, like, this is so, this doesn't, why, I was like, why do you even like, do I'm this? Fucking like, plastic. Yeah, I feel like I'm fucking, like, all right, let's say,
what the fuck?
How do you say it? No, you know, so like some, like let's say like your dick rubs against your pants, right? Like it rubs. You rubbed against your pants. Yeah, but you're doing that repeatedly. That's really how it felt. And I was, that's my perspective.
Feel like a burn?
No, not really. Like it felt like you could tell it was in there, but you just it's hard to explain, bro. It doesn't feel like an actual vagina.
Well, try it.
It doesn't feel like an actual vagina. And I was like, this is like a fucking small ass. And I was just like, a bigger one. Like
a little midget.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I'm fucking a midget or something. But I was like, all right, one and done. I didn't count the first time I did it because I had to stop fast. And I was just like, so I gave it an official one. And I did it for a couple minutes. And then once I was done, I was like, this is nasty. I just
made you bust in 2 minutes.
No, I said a couple minutes.
Yeah, it was two.
I was trying to get it out the way. I didn't say 2 minutes.
A couple is two. A few is three.
Then a few.
You busted in 3 minutes?
About 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. Dang. I ain't gonna spend there 10 minutes, bro. It's
that
not
shit
a
must have hit.
I'm not making love to it. I'm not making love to it.
Bro. Yeah, that shit must have hit.
It ain't moaning or nothing. I like to hear people.
That made you bust that fast.
I like to hear my girl moan.
How long you doing with Lily? If that
I like to hear my girl moan.
Oh,
I'd be smacking it like but no. That's another story.
Bro, so you're like, about to be listening to
like
that.
5 minutes.
Anyways,
you need to soundproof your room.
I ain't gonna be listening to that.
Anyways,
I'm about shut the fuck.
My review on that, always horny masturbator, not worth it. I mean, it might. That's for like other people that, you know, I guess they can't get a chick
or don't get none.
I guess that'll work for them. But my personal
say like, why am I gonna do this?
My suggestion is go out there and go get some real one. Go buy a hooker or something, you know. I don't support that, but if that's what you got to do, get that instead of getting a toy. Like, I don't know how this, I'm going to get her a review on this, too. I don't know how this going to feel, but let's see what my girl thinks about this review.
My prediction, she's going to be like, it doesn't feel like you. This is not that good. But really, she hyped.
But I'm giving you.
Girls don't say the truth.
I'm giving you my honest opinion. I don't think that was worth it. Like, I was disappointed. I was actually excited to use it when I first got it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna try this. This shit feel. It felt good. Like, just because the price is higher doesn't mean it's better.
That's true.
True.
Hello.
What the fuck? Why did I answer like this?
Okay, so this is a serious question. We're on the podcast. And something happened to me recently.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
We're actually researching it right now about a succubus.
Oh.
So.
And you reached out to me.
Because we're talking about it and we need your professional.
That's so crazy because this is a synchronicity. Hold on. Hey Siri, turn on the LEDs. Okay, so it's fucking, yes, I don't have a shirt on because I was in bed.
You can go put a shirt on, it's alright.
Yeah, hold on. Uno momento, just a second.
Back in December, I had a dream where I was getting head while driving a truck. And in this dream, it felt very real. And when I woke up with cum all over me.
Yeah, you got fucked by a demon.
There we go. Exactly what I said. A demon fucked me.
It felt good as fuck, huh?
Well, I've also, I started to do the whole NoFap thing in mid-October, and I hadn't watched any sexual activity, nor have I, like, been with anybody since September. So it's been, like, a lot of just... self-discipline.
A lot. Oh, that's good. Oh, I was going to say a lot of inner work to get there, but yeah, that's good.
So.
Yeah, so they took your energy because they know that you've been conserving that sort of sacred sexual energy exchange. So they took it from you.
They took it from
you. In the astral realms, yeah.
And
a lower entity, dark matter, sucked it right out from you.
So they loved me enough to grab my energy.
Yeah.
Not essentially love. You have
good-ass energy. You're a high-level being. You're a light worker.
I know, and they just were like...
You're a star seed, yeah. They're like,
I need this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they did.
It's confirmed. I had sex with a demon.
Damn, so you did. We should all want that?
It was demon time.
I should want
also, also, we need you to rate something.
I gotta
so,
start getting on, I gotta start getting on my
demon. Don't show me like, your guys' dicks.
My demon time.
Nah, just one. We wouldn't do that
just
to you.
One.
Just one. Just one.
Just one, though.
Only I would do that weird shit. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Just one.
You got it for Raymond.
I'm gonna use it on Jeremy. Josh is coming
why
to use it on Jeremy.
The package?
We got it for Raymond. We got it for somebody.
Josh is coming to use it on
for
Jeremy.
Josh?
So do you
we
think,
should tell Josh.
Okay. In your opinion, as a lady, if someone gifted you with this, how would you feel?
What would you do with it?
You just licked your lips. So
what would I
do
with
means.
It? Well, I would sanitize it and then have fun with it in the shower. I'd stick it on the wall.
Okay, there you go.
It looks fun. It's got a nice little curve to it. But wait, is this for a lady, right?
Yeah.
Like a
for Josh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For Lily.
It looks fun.
For Josh.
Okay.
It looks like a good size.
Okay, cool.
Not too big, not too small. It's good.
It says
it's pretty big to me.
Silicon dual density cock with balls.
Actually, it's kind of like it's on the like the medium side, but like the width, it's good.
All right, well, we appreciate you answering the phone call and answering that question that I asked. It was very informative, and our audience will appreciate that.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. And a good night from all these guys. So, yeah, everyone. I guess I had sex with a demon. Or
they had
not
sex
really,
with you.
Because I didn't have sex.
So that means That means me and Raymond have low energy.
You need to, no, I really? Got high energy, bro.
Because they took yours. And it was one ours.
I got high energy. It's just I busted it. I busted already, so the energy's not there.
We don't have any. We don't have any energy, bro.
I already busted, so the energy's not there.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I guess
bro,
I have high energy.
We demon, must have low energy,
a demon
bro.
Raped you, bro.
Bro,
you
we don't have any
energy. I mean, I kind of consented if I liked the head.
A demon don't even want our energy. We're not good enough, bro.
What the fuck?
You're not good enough.
You didn't
get
none either. What you
I'm
mean?
Damn, bro. I can't believe a demon just
you
gave
didn't
me
get none.
Head
so,
while driving a truck.
So we need
from the astral realm.
So
bro.
We need to get on that
from
level.
Another realm.
We need to get on that level.
Yeah, we must not be on Mogi's level. Like, we got to get up there. For
what are you talking about?
Demon to want
I got to find some demons.
No, they don't want us, bro.
I got to go to A.
We got to raise our vibes or some shit.
Hey, you can get me tonight.
No. So I guess if you're busting from demons, you have high energy. That's good to know.
I need
it's
to
like,
bust.
Oh, shit.
I need to bust on some demons.
I'm on a high frequency. Oh, I'm doing 75 hard.
You ain't doing it.
I am.
Hard. What day are you on?
I'm on day. What's today?
The fourth.
I'm 4 days in. Then
you can actually do it. Hard. I'll bet you $200. You ain't gonna go 75 days.
What
hard.
The fuck? 200?
You ain't gonna do 75
I
hard.
I have to do it then.
You ain't gonna do 75 hard.
$200.
Nah, I bet you 200 last time. I'm cool. Oh, cool.
I'll do it. I'm already doing it. Like,
I feel like you'll cave. You caved on your haircut. I feel like you'll cave.
Bro, I needed a haircut.
How about just? I don't believe you can do it.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
You don't
have to believe.
Oh,
shit. Prove me
wrong. For everybody listening.
So if you quit 74 days in, that means you're a quitter.
Right.
And I'm going to bring it up every day. I'm like, okay. Bro, you quit.
So, everybody, for those who don't know what 75 hard is, basically, it's
you
got to
get hard for 75 days.
That too, but it's a program by Andy Frischilla. He basically made it. He was really overweight, and he basically got in like tip top shape. Like he was big, like 345 or something.
In 75 days.
And yeah, well, actually, he's done the program multiple times. Like multiple, like he'll do it, and then he'll go to do it again, and then he'll do it again. You know what I mean? So
that's like three and a half months.
It's a lifestyle for him, but he lost a lot of weight. He was like 340 something. Now he's like 2 something, but. Basically, what it is 2 45-minute workouts every single day. One of the workouts must be outdoors. You have to follow a diet of your choice. It has to be healthy, of course. No alcohol or cheat meals.
You already lost that. You drank alcohol.
Nope, I haven't.
Yeah, you did.
Not during this time.
Yeah, you did. Nope. You drank it on the freaking first.
On New Year's.
You drank it. I went to sleep.
When I woke up, that's when it starts. From when you wake up to go to bed. Yep, that was the day before, and that counts as the day before because I hadn't went to sleep yet. Once I went to sleep and I woke up, that started the day. So anyway, no alcohol or cheat meals. Drink 1 gallon of water per day. Read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. Audiobooks do not count. And take a progress pic.
I will say, Jeremy's new car, I was bouncing in the back. And bro.
Oh, he said he was trying to smash.
Bro, his car in the back is literally the best car
to smash.
Because it's so comfortable.
Let me smash it.
The car, the back seat, it sinks in perfectly. It's like soft memory foam type.
Yeah,
I'm talking about memory foam. You know, it's
perfect. Yeah, he has to get a chick in there though.
I mean,
they're gonna see that door. They're gonna be like, oh.
Hey, tell them what the, chick at Starbucks.
Did we pull it up?
I picked up. No, it was Dutch Bros.
Me, Mowgli, and Ivan. Or Mowgli and Ivan came to my house one morning. They're like, "All right, you're driving us. Take us to wherever." Like, we're gonna.
We try to go to Denny's first.
Failed. Yeah, we're gonna go get food or whatever, and then we're trying to figure it out. And then we're like, "All right," we just ended up at Dutch Bros, and so we're there. And then we pull up to the drive-thru. The lady, the lady looks out the window and she looks at the car and her eyes open and she scopes out the whole car like left to right, and then she just looks back and is like, "Here you go, here's your coffee." Like,
yeah. She scoped like, the car before getting the coffee.
She like stuck her head out. I was like,
"I told you."
I was like, "Here you go."
I told you, man.
And I was like, "Damn." Me and Ivan were like, we looked at each other like, "Bro,
damn, that fool can't drive." I ain't getting in the car, man.
Me and Ivan looked at each other like, "Oh shit!"
I told you, bro. They gonna notice that. You're gonna have to show them the right side.
Pull up on the right side. Oh, don't look at that side, baby.
You know what I used to do? I used to do that. Like when I take pictures of my old car before I crashed it. Like I'd go on a date, and I would not let her see the left side.
What the fuck?
I'll go pick her up, and then I'll open the door.
You like, did that?
Come to the other side. I'm like, hey, let's go over here.
You did?
Yeah. I can't let her see that side. Bro, she ain't never gonna get in the car again.
She's like driving around in it.
I'll make sure I even do that in the day, or if it's nighttime, I can easily get away with it in the nighttime.
Dude,
yeah, bro. Bro, they see that left side that's done. I'm like, what the fuck? The door didn't open up either. So that's why I couldn't let him get in on that side.
Dang.
Couldn't, bro.
Shit, your car was smashed.
I couldn't. That's why when she looked at yours, she scaled it.
She was like, what the fuck?
Like, damn, this foot. They're going to notice it, bro. They're going to be like, you're not whipping this.
But the thing is, that car isn't for trying to pick up chicks. Like, that car is to get me to work right now. And then I'm just going to flip it. I'm going to sell it to, hopefully your dad wants to buy it. I'm going to sell it to your dad.
Bro, the car is good, you know, to drive.
The motor is good. Like, everything's good. Like, it'll get me around town.
You shouldn't be going places.
And that's all I need. No. I don't care. I don't care what people think for now. Like,
that shit is fire.
Sitting
in the back seat.
In my eyes, it's just to get me to work and to keep, you know, to pay for this place and to keep getting to work to get more checks.
Jeremy had to text someone's mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, did they reply?
Funny story is, that's what I was going to get at. When you guys left, she called. About maybe 30, 40 minutes later, she called.
What the fuck?
And she was like, hey. She was like, who the hell is this texting me? Who you give my number to?
Dang. She texted me back. She said, who is this?
She said it differently, though. She said it like more, you know.
She texted me back.
She was like, who is this? She's like, who you owe money to? And then he said, did you give him the money? And then she's like, hell no, I ain't giving him the money. Like, who you owing? Who is this? Who is that? She's like, who is this guy?
That's funny.
He's like, who you owing? It was funny, bro. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Why I got money on me, bro?
Money?
What is that?
Yo, look at this shit. Watch. Like,
why you slow-mo that?
I just recorded a slow-mo, but look.
Get rid of that.
Look at homie with the salad. He's just looking at it like.
That was funny. That was funny.
It's like he's at the club. He's just like, damn.
That was funny. We gotta hit the boo. That was, bro, get rid of that, bro.
He just stared at that shit. He's like, damn. That shit was funny, bro.
You had that, bro. You was laughing.
Bro, no, you was dying
look
on the...
Look.
That's what is funny, bro. You was dying on the part when they had to make the call.
Bro, look at he's staring at it with a salad in his hand, bro. I should post this on TikTok. That should be
no. Do not
your
post
first
that.
Time at the club, you're just chilling with your salad. When you go to the club for the first time.
Bro, you're gonna kill me, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Entering the year was the funniest fucking shit ever.
Bro, we're cracking.
I haven't cried that much in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't laughed that much in a minute. Like big laughs.
Bro,
like
you was dying when they canceled the plans, bro.
Which plans?
When they called the mom and my sister made the plans and then she called her back. Yeah. No, we can't go. She really wanted to go too.
She was like, yo, let's hit the beach house this weekend. Yo, we're gonna have a good time. She's like, Yeah, let's do it, let's do it. All right, cool. And then, like, a minute later, she called back, yo, I can't do it. I can't go after her. So, what the fuck? No, we just made plans to go. I was dying, bro. I was cracking up. That shit was funny.
That was funny, bro.
I was like, what the heck?
This podcast is about to be a year old. And
we came a long way.
We came a long way.
Yeah, Jeremy quit. He's back.
I didn't quit. I got kicked out. The fuck?
Nah, you took a vacation.
Yeah, Jeremy went on break.
I was only gone for an episode, so we'll just call it a vacation.
When all you got to say is, I was gone for an episode.
We'll just call it a vacation, I guess. I went on sabbatical, honey.
Just know that the homie...
on sabbatical, honey.
Just know that it's been amazing just knowing that we've been continuing and y'all are really listening to us. Love you all.
We appreciate the support.
2022. Yeah.
Going up. Let's
keep going.
Paris, 2022.
Going up.
Coming at you live from Paris.
Sayonara.
Also, I farted in Jeremy's new room. Kind of proud of that one.
You did that? You got Febreze that. I got to walk in there.
I got to live here.
You got to put your bed over there.
Before we leave, I just want to say for my New Year's resolution, I just want to do better than last year.
I hope you do.
Which means better than it could be anything. A better person, a better skateboarder, a better dad, a better visionary.
Better demons.
A better driver. I mean, I can't really have sex with demons on and off because, like, it could kill me. We just learned about that.
Oh, shit.
But, you know,
yeah,
we out here. That's my goals.
My goal? I already did it. I did my goal.
This early?
Secure a place. That was my main goal. Secure a place, 2022.
You need more goals.
Now, I do. I got, but that was my main goal. That was my priority. I've told you that was my main priority for a couple months.
He was saying that.
I was like, the new year, I want to be in a place.
After Miami, he straight up said that.
So I did that.
My goal for 2022.
Now I got my little, what do you call them, minor goals. Like, they're goals, but they weren't big ones.
I got my big goals. This one was like a side one, like get a place. Because that just kind of happened. Like, you just happened to be like, yeah, we need a roommate. If you're down, like, I'm down. I was like, all right, cool. But, like, my main goal for 2022 is to just focus on stock trading and crypto and Web3.
Yeah, those are my side goals.
Those are my main goals. And your side goals are his main goals.
Yeah, it's backwards. But that's why we're friends, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm going to go hard.
And I'm going to go hard on the podcast. We got new stuff coming your way soon. We're going to get tuxes. We're going to get pictures taken. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be cool. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, thank you guys for the support. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you so much.
And 2022.
We're going to see you in Vegas very soon. We don't know when, but we'll be there.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. It's been a Tomo Podcast.
Peace.
Peace.